It so happens that, I think it was last week, Forbes' list of the wealthiest in America came out. You're one of the wealthiest people in Oklahoma, or the company is $2 billion. How does that make you feel when that goes public and you see those numbers that are out there?
Well, you know, I don't know where they get them. They know my sales because I tell people my sales, but I don't tell them the profit. So they come up with that. I've asked not to be in there. We would prefer not to be there. It's not something that I can control. When they talk to me, I at least try to witness to them. So if there's something said about us, it's about we try to serve the Lord and we try to run our business based on biblical principles. So they've got some language from me, but it's only because I know it's going to be there because I've asked not to be there, so I might as well at least try to witness if I'm going to be in their magazine.
Now, students, listen to this. Here you are listed that way, but then we've already talked about back in the 80s was the time when OG&E came to turn off the electricity.
That's right.
Creditors wanted money, and your nerves had to be shot many sleepless nights.
Right.
And that's when you talked about crying out to God for the right direction. Yeah, you are seen in that light, but this has not always been an easy street.
No, no. It's been very difficult, especially in the beginning. We had a lot to learn, and a lot we learned the hard way. In some cases, we grew too fast. But when we were growing fast, also the economy was hot. And then all of a sudden, we weren't poised for tough times. Today, we have no long-term debt. As of next month, every warehouse building around here will be all paid for. Like I said, we're very profitable with no debt. Part of what we've learned is we feel like that we're God's son, and he doesn't want us in debt no more than we would want our son in debt. It's sleepless nights. We're glad that God has blessed us to the point that we don't borrow money. We haven't borrowed any money from the bank this year and don't really necessarily intend to unless some opportunity comes along that we feel like is the right thing for us.
You probably have banks calling on you now, don't you?
Yeah, they take the umbrella away when it's raining and they give it to you when it's not. So that's just the nature of banks. But I say that our banks have been very, very good to us over the years. They've been very good.
As you went along and became successful as a retailer, I think you asked, is that all there is, in a way?
Right.
Peggy Lee sang that song, Is That All There Is? Then you found an answer to that question.
Yeah. Because of the way I was raised, really, I've always known that. I can recall back when I was the youngest TGNY manager at 21, going home and say, hey, Mom, I'm the youngest TGNY manager. Yeah, what are you doing for the Lord? Then I'd make district manager. I'd be the youngest district manager at TGNY. Hey, Mom, I'm the youngest. Yeah, I got 30 stores, you know, whatever. Yeah, David, what are you doing for the Lord? Of course, I knew that before she had to say that, but she had to get me back on where I came from, and that is that we have one life, soon it shall pass, and only what's done for Christ will last. That was something that I heard over and over. And that is so true, and so we really try here to use this business, and we try to continue to grow it so that we can do something that at the end of our day is going to have some eternal value to it, because everything almost is temporal except two things, and that's God's word and man's soul. That's the only two things. If we're not working for those two, then everything we're doing is not going to count 500 years from now. We want to put a lot of our emphasis on things that will matter.
You know, we mentioned Hobby Lobby, but I can go through real quick here. Other companies, Hobby Lobby, Mardell Christian and Education Supply. If you have a comment on each one of them, I can do that. Your son, Mart, heads that up. Is
That's
that
right.
true, Mardell?
Right.
Which is self-explanatory, I guess. Hemispheres is a furniture.
Right. We call it furnishings because it has a lot of art and home accent, but it has furniture as well, so it's kind of a home furnishing store. A higher end, we have six of those, and we started those about 5 years ago.
Crafts
Etc. is a wholesale of arts and crafts, where if you've got a mom and pop and you're wanting to buy crafts, we can sell you crafts, and that's what Crafts Etc. is.
And Whirlwood?
Whirlwood is our manufacturing that we started that makes all the fixtures and frames, things of that nature. That's the factory that makes the wood products.
And Basket Market?
Basket Market is a one store that we have for florists that can come in and buy their baskets and all of their silk flowers at a wholesale price. And we also put all of our buyer samples in there, so you can buy all these onesies of the samples that come in here, and there's like truckloads of those in a year's time that come and go.
We have referred to the Freeman Supply. Is it Greco Freeman Supply?
Yes. Actually, since this has been written, we have taken the Greco and the Whirlwood, and we've kind of combined it. Basically, it's now just a Hobby Lobby factory. It used to have its own P&Ls. It's all been rolled into Hobby Lobby, and it's Hobby Lobby's factories.
You have a realty company?
HL Realty is the real estate we own here, and we own a few of our stores, but not an awful lot of them.
Bearing Fruit Entertainment?
Bearing Fruit is my son. He put a movie together, End of the Spear, and now he's doing different documentaries. He did Miss HIV in Africa. He's gone over there, and he still runs that company as well as chairs the board at ORU, and he is the chair and the CEO of Mardell. He started the Mardell, my oldest son, and he's the CEO. Those are three things that he's doing.
Then Steve is...
Steve is the president of this company, and his primary job is in the real estate, but he has other functions here at Hobby Lobby.
Every Tribe Entertainment?
One of his companies does the movies, and the other one does the documentaries. And so I'm not real familiar with, exactly how that works.
Isle Connection?
Isle Connections is a distributor that worked with us in the Philippines, but we have since closed because their prices are not as good as China. And then we have probably listed next is Hong Kong Connections, and we have 100 employees in Hong Kong. Those people help us over there to QC, quality control. They help us source things. We find that item and we send it to them. They'll tell us any item, where to get it, things of that nature. So that's a very viable company that we have.